I bring you greetings from your allies in the Klingon Empire.
Who here knows the story of how this sword was forged?
Klingons do not procrastinate.
I went into the mountains, all the way to the volcano at Kristat.
Klingons make great warriors, but terrible doctors.
There I cut off a lock of my hair and thrust it into the river of molten rock that poured from the summit.
Do not approach me unannounced, especially when I'm eating.
If Klingon food is too strong for you, perhaps we could get one of the females to breastfeed you.
Then I plunged it into the lake of the saw and twisted it into this sword.
I always said that uniform would get you into trouble one day.
And after I used it to kill Morlock, I gave it a name.
In space, all warriors are cold warriors.
Bat'leth, the Sword of Honor.
Damage control is easy. Reading Klingon, that's hard.
Podcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 15. I am Dan Hammond.
And I am Rogue Schindler.
This week we have for you a report on our Galactic War format. We're going to talk about playing online in tournaments, and we might have a spoiler.
Well, this last week we had, as we wind our way down towards the end of our special season, we had our final Galactic War tournament. Dan, what did you think about your performance?
Well, I did poorly. But that's pretty much been the theme this season. I had a good time, though. I played alternate universe TNG, the AU crew from yesterday's Enterprise, scoring points from battle and doing easy missions. It was a lot of fun. I was impressed with Thomas's deck. He played Klingon as any Galactic warrior should, and he rode the deck to victory. Beat up on everyone all day. He pretty quickly dropped a damage marker on me and flew over with the Ning Tao and destroyed any hope I had of scoring any points that game.
Yeah, Thomas's deck was a monster. He really... I did even worse than you, as it turns out, since I think was I the only victory you had for the day?
Yeah, I did manage to eke out a modified win, but your deck was about 300 cards, was that right?
No, maybe half that.
Well, when you add your dilemma pile, did you have a 300 card deck list?
Okay, that's possible.
Right.
No. I cut a good 60 cards out of my dilemma pile, so it was only about 60 cards by the time I got done with it.
So you have right to complain about, you know, your deck not working.
Hey, you know, I was very close. Our game was very close, and actually, to be honest, my game with Thomas, whose deck was in fact a machine and was really quick on the gun, there was a glimmer of hope of me coming back and having a shot at beating him right at the end there, and I'm pretty sure I failed that based on my own stupidity. One thing I was interested in trying out, this being the first time I played Cardassians since we got the Undiscovered Country, was the Cost of Freedom. Which was a gamble, but in this format where it's, you know, a good 70% of my deck was events because they play for cheap or free, I did not feel that it was going to be that much of a danger. And there were a couple of times where it really came in handy. All my people were plus one or plus two. The only time that it really bit me in the butt, where I top decked the three cards and did not get an event, and thus stopped all my Cardassians, was that one turn where I had everything set up, and I could, if I had solved my mission that turn, which was at least a 50-50 chance, if not better, won the game against Thomas. that was when I flipped the Earth personnel.
Nice.
Yeah. Yep. I had prisoners. I had the prison camp out. I had another... a prison compound in my hand that I could have played next turn, and I solved that mission. You know, that had like four dilemmas under it, and I needed 6, so he had no manipulation out. You know, decent chance of solving. You know, solve that, play some stuff, get points, 100 points, before he can attack me again. And instead, I cost. That was the cost of my freedom, apparently. And he was able to bach me to death.
Huh. Yeah, I figured in this format, Federation would probably be something that would be a surprise. So that's the other reason I went with that, just because people will be taken out. Dilemma, who escapes my name?
Moral choice.
Moral choice and, you know, any other Federation hate that it might have.
You were absolutely correct.
Didn't work out so well, but let's see. What was the fifth player at the tournament was Johnny. He was playing Dominion.
I did not get a chance to play Johnny.
He beat me 66 to 56.
It's like one E.
Yeah, exactly. I love the random point totals. But he was hard to fight on the ground. And Wesley Crusher, the battleship helmsman, who adds 1 to the attributes of the ship he's on, just made the difference in the game because his ships had weapons of 10 and mine had shields of 10 with the bonus, and that pretty much saved me there.
Well, you know he's going to make it better.
Wesley Crusher? Yeah.
Yeah.
This format as it is, I think it's something I'd bring back for next season, but maybe not more than once. Since it does deviate pretty far from the standard score 100 points via solving missions, it does kind of fit away from, you know, the actual game as most people expect it. So I would recommend trying it out in your local community, but playing it every week is probably not a good idea.
Yeah, it's about time we had a Klingon win.
Kabla!
Death is an experience best shared.
We have recently received some fresh intelligence that the Continuing Committee has instigated a new program, something to help us play tournaments online called Project Subspace. We have managed to abscond with their project director, Matt Kirk, and he is here to bring us some more information on this project.
I don't know if absconded is the right word. I've just been sitting here producing behind the scenes, and I've finally got to crawl out of my cave for a bit, so it's good to be here with you guys.
Well, since you're here then, what can you tell us about this this special online project?
This is something that Charlie and I have been talking about for quite some time. Charlie came to me and said, hey, we've got this Lackey thing over here that people have been using, and we need to see if we could run tournaments on it. And I said, that's a great idea. So I went to the message boards and saw a few people had already been talking about Lackey, looking for games online. Tagged them, also tagged a few other folk that I knew would be receptive to trying to be able to schedule large blocks of time to be able to play, given the difficulty of coordinating online play when you can't actually hold your cards in your hand. And we're looking to forge the first steps towards trying to make online play a possibility.
I think one of the problems that I've had in the past is, especially if you're playing with someone new, tournaments can a round can last well more than an hour, as both players are trying to figure out, you know, what it is they're doing. A couple of rounds could take a couple of days. Yes.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we're going to try to see if, when players sign up for an online tournament, if they're going to need to commit a 4, 5, 6 hour block to be able to actually participate in a tournament. We're spreading the tournament over the days, over a couple days initially, just to see if we can actually swing it where people are using either Skype or some other way to actual, you know, physical contact rather than just the chat window that's in Lackey, and actually having a TD online as well that'll be available for any rules questions that might pop up.
Are we talking about having tournaments where games would go until they're done rather than going to time?
No, not at all. One of the primary goals is to see if we do sanction online tournament games, do we need to extend a time format for to allow for the online interface? And if so, what kind of timepieces do we use? Do we use a website with an actual, you know, atomic clock, and we say, okay, the game started at this time? Or are we going to leave it to the players? And if there was any disputes that arose, let the TD rule the Project Subspace volunteers, we're going to be a little more understanding for that kind of thing, you know, just being in the experimental stages. But yeah, the time limit is definitely something that we are looking at as possibly changing for online play.
This would be an interesting format for a league where you're assigned, you know, two or three players to play over the course of the week, and at the end you report the results. Any thought of anything like that?
That's definitely one possibility of online play, is being able to play without having to travel, especially with transportation costs going up, and also just being able to play outside of your normal play area.
That's interesting, because a lot of times you'll have, you know, big fish in a small pond, someone who, you know, wins all the tournaments locally, but it'd be nice to see how they would compare to someone in a different area. This would be a really inexpensive way to get that done. It's a good format for like an invitational.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there a possibility of there being an online world championship, something that people who can't and or don't go to conventions can also participate in?
If the online play really takes off, we may possibly go the route of adding an online championship, as it were. Maybe not, you know, like the world championship, but whoever won the online tournament would then receive a bye to their respective continentals, or maybe even worlds. But, you know, that's way down the line. But yeah, that's definitely a possibility. It's a good one. The other thing that online play allows us to do, especially with the virtual cards now, is there's no... It's a seamless transition. There's no thickness of cards that you have to worry about for the virtual cards. There's no difference really, because it's just the image of the card showing up. So it's really it facilitates the inclusion of the virtual cards. And
I've got Lackey up right now, and it has no virtual cards in it. When do you expect that to be updated?
The people who work on Lackey are purely volunteers, just like the continuing committee. But unlike us, they have to worry about all the games that they support, and I believe they currently support upwards of 30 or 40 different card games from the last 10 years or so. Some of them are really niche. A lot of them, they have Magic, obviously. That's their biggest user pool. So Star Trek's not exactly at the top of their priority list, but one of the, I believe the administrator's name is Trevor, he does... You normally come on the message boards, and he's saying that the Undiscovered Country update is in the works, and it's on their agenda. They just have to get to it.
If someone has some questions or wants to get involved in this experiment, would it be best to send you a private message over the boards?
Absolutely. The handle you're looking for to send a private message on the boards, on the Trek CC boards, is Captain, C-A-P-T, M-D, Kirk.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Matt. Definitely looking forward to some online play.
All right. I think I'm going to go back in the booth now.
All right. That's all the internet intelligence that we have to give you this week. We would like to, as always, pay homage to our producer, Matt, for putting together Section 31, and thank our musical sponsor, Warp 11, for their excellent theme song. Once again, I am Sir Rogue.
And I am Sir Dan.
And I'm going to remind you, everybody out there, whether you're playing 2E, 1E, in person or online, expand your power in the universe.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to discard a non-aligned personnel with Quark Simple Barkeep. I've got, I'll discard an equipment from hand with Lauren, Renegade Daemon. I've got the Guardian's Advice to play, so I'll play Delegate Negotiations for zero. Hits me 15 counters, I'll draw them all then.